It is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and you're going to be glad you're in class today. We're going to learn one of the great lessons that we learned from the Old Testament about how we are saved from sin. That's right, a story from the Old Testament that shows how we are saved from sin. The Old Testament story is that about the salvation of Israel from Egypt, how they passed through the waters and came to the other side safe, while Pharaoh and his army was drowned in the depths of the sea. And we're going to use an analogy from that to talk about our salvation, our spiritual salvation. So you'll want to listen in on this one. This could be an important message that will carry you safely into eternity. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And what I'm about to do now is read to you from the notes that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday schools of August the 5th, August the 1st, 1926, about how the salvation of the Israelites from Egypt is a type of salvation from sin. Listen to these notes. This was God's salvation. He was the author of it. In this way, he saved Israel. But he saved them only when they went forward in obedience to him. Paul says, they were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized under Moses in the cloud and in the sea. 1 Corinthians 10, verses 1 and 2. All this was a type of our deliverance from the bondage of sin through Christ. God sent Moses to deliver Israel. He sent Jesus to deliver us. Moses worked miracles to convince Israel that God had sent him, Exodus 4, 27 through 31. Jesus worked miracles to convince the world that God had sent him. The Israelites believed in and followed Moses. All must believe in and follow Jesus. The Israelites turned away from Egypt. All must repent of all sins and turn away from the world. The Israelites followed the way God led them and were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All must follow God where he leads and be baptized into Christ, Galatians 3, 26 and 27. Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, Mark 16, 16. To those who believe in Christ, the Holy Spirit says, repent ye and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, Acts 2, 26-38. To the believing, penitent, praying Saul, God said, and now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on his name, Acts 22, 16. And he arose and was baptized, and he took food and was strengthened. Acts 9, verses 18 and 19. When the Israelites obeyed God in following his guidance and were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, it was said, thus Jehovah saved Israel that day. And when people now believe in Jesus as the Christ of God, repent of all sins, turn away from the world, and are baptized into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in obedience to God, he forgives their sins or saves them. Thus God saves a people from the bondage of sin. This too is God's salvation. Jesus Christ is unto all them that obey him the author of eternal salvation, Hebrews 5, verses 7 through 9. The shortest route to Canaan, and the one which did not lead through the baptism unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, was not God's way. The promise of salvation from sin, short of obedience to God in baptism through faith in Jesus Christ, is not God's way. It's not God's salvation. After obeying God as above came the song of deliverance. And after obeying God now comes the songs of deliverance. The eunuch went on his way rejoicing in Acts 8 and verse 39, and the jailer rejoiced greatly with all his house, having believed in God, Acts 16, 24. After Paul was baptized, he took food and was strengthened, Acts 9, 18 through 19. Now, aren't you glad you were in class today and learned this most important lesson, that salvation by faith always means a salvation when faith moves to obedience? And so we want to not just believe who Jesus is, but we want to obey him. And when we submit to Jesus in obedience to him, by being baptized, the Bible says we're baptized into Christ, and that's where we want to be. And so as the children of Israel were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, so also we are baptized into Jesus Christ in the waters of baptism. Now the Sunday school lesson comes to a close here, except for some poetry right at the end of the lesson. And I always like to read these poetries. This first one is by one of my favorite poets, George Heber. And it says, "He comes, their leader comes, the man of God. O'er the wide waters lifts his mighty rod, and onward treads the circling waves retreat. In hoarse, deep murmurs from his fearless feet, in the chase surges onward roaring, show the hard, wet sand and coral hills below." Now, we also have this little rhyme. "They rush to destruction, unkept by thy word, the madman who challenges thy power, O Lord, but unto thy servants the night storms will cease, and mornings of glory on hilltops of peace." And then there's this one. "Behind is the bondage, behind is the sea. Who dared to pass through? God hath made to be free. And the wilderness way, if in trustfulness trod, shall prove a blessed path to the garden of God." Now, on the opening page of the old Sunday school book that I have, we come to the Sunday school lessons that were prepared for August the 8th, 1926. It's a lesson on the giving of manna. And we're encouraged to read Exodus chapter 16, verses 1 through 36. And as time allows, I will read from that portion of God's Word. Exodus chapter 16 and verse 1. "And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came into the wilderness of Sin, which is before Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would that we had died by the hand of Jehovah in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, when we did eat bread to the full. for you have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill the whole assembly with hunger. Exodus 16 and verse 4. Then said Jehovah unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or not. And it shall come to pass on the sixth day that they will prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. And Moses and Aaron said to all the children of Israel at even, Then ye shall know that Jehovah hath brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning then ye shall see the glory of Jehovah, for that he heareth your murmurings against Jehovah. And what are we that ye murmur against us? And Moses said, This shall be, when Jehovah shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, for that Jehovah heareth your murmurings which you murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against Jehovah. And Moses said unto Aaron, Say unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, Come near before Jehovah, for he hath heard your murmurings. And it came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of Jehovah appeared in the cloud. And Jehovah spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak to them, saying, At evening ye shall eat flesh, in the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am Jehovah your God. Exodus 16 and verse 13. And it came to pass at evening that the quail came up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay round about the camp. And when the dew that was laid was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness, a small round thing, small as the hoarfrost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said to one another, What is it? For they knew not what it was. And Moses said unto them, It is the bread which Jehovah hath given you to eat. This is the thing which Jehovah hath commanded. Gather ye of it every man according to his eating, an omer a head according to the number of your persons. Shall ye take it every man for them that are in his tent? And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less. And when they measured it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. And Moses said unto them, Let no man leave of it till morning. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left of it until the morning, and it bred worms and became foul. And Moses was wroth with them. And they that gathered it in the morning, every man according to his eating, when the sun waxed hot, it melted. And it came to pass on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for each one, and all the rulers of the congregations came and told Moses, and he said to them, This is that which Jehovah has spoken. Tomorrow is a solemn rest, an holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which ye will bake, and boil that which ye will boil, and all that remained over lay up for you to be kept until morning. And they laid it up to the morning, as Moses bade, and it did not become foul, neither was there any worm therein. And Moses said, Eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto Jehovah. Today ye shall not find it in the field. 6 days ye shall gather it, but on the seventh day is the Sabbath, and there shall be none. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they went out, some of the people, to gather, and found none. And Jehovah said unto Moses, How long will you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? See that for Jehovah hath given you the Sabbath, therefore he giveth you the 6 day on bread 2 days, Abide ye every man in his place, and let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. We'll have to continue our next class.